Disagreeing is something I avoid at all costs today. Because how do you feel when someone disagrees with you? I know how I feel, and it's not good. I don't like being disagreed with. So I try to never disagree with another person today. I find I get great results doing things like that. Now you might think, okay, well, don't you have to disagree in some situations? No. I don't see any situations where you have to disagree. So, for example, I was working on buying a house with my wife recently, and we had a situation come up. The mortgage company wouldn't give us the financing. So we had signed a contract and to buy the house, but then we couldn't buy the house because the bank wouldn't give us the money to buy it. So what are we supposed to do if we don't have money to buy it? Well, we can't buy the house. So when the bank wouldn't give us the money, then we were in the position we needed to end the contract for the house. And the contract gave us the right to do that. We made every reasonable effort to buy the house. So then the real estate agent we were working with, and that was working on behalf of the seller, well, he wasn't too happy with that. So he tried to have us get the escrow deposit and give it to the seller. So he then told me that he was going to send over a thing for that, and then he wanted me to sign that. So that is, to me, a perfect opportunity where you'd probably think, okay, well, you got to disagree with him there, right? He wants you to sign something that you're not going to sign. You have to then tell him. You then have to disagree in that situation. So here's how I did it. I asked and listened to what his position was. He explained his position, and then he explained the seller's position, and I said, that sounds like a reasonable position to me. I understand why you'd feel that way. I understand why the seller feels that way. And then he said what he was going to do. I'm going to send over this to you to sign. And I said, well, you're welcome to send over whatever you want. I don't have any intention of signing that. So that's a nice way to kind of, I pointed out what I was going to do. So instead of disagreeing, I didn't say he was wrong to try and send that over. I told him, I said, you know, I respect that you probably have a lot of things to do and you don't want to waste your time doing things that are an unproductive use of your time. So I feel that it's right for me to let you know that if you send something like that over, I have no intention of signing. So that you could say, well, you're just arguing semantics. I mean, you did disagree with him there. So functionally, obviously, there are situations come up where someone asks you to do something, you need to say no. Now, that's a different thing to say, no, you're not going to do something, than it is to disagree with their entire intention behind it, to disagree with their thinking. So this mostly comes up when people assert opinions. Well, I think this person would be good for president. And then, well, I disagree. Now, to me, that is the exact situation you never want to disagree in, because there's nothing productive to be gained there from disagreeing. Now, you can assert your own opinion, but by a general rule, you never want to directly push back against another person. If possible, you always want to let whatever they've said come through. You always want to accept what they've said. So in the instance I just pointed out where the real estate agent was saying what he wanted me to do, I accepted what he said. I accepted his point of view. I accepted why he said it. And I let him know how I was reacting to that. So it might seem like a little difference, but it is a really big difference in how people feel and react to you. So immediately after that, he said something like, well, what then? So after I shared how I thought, then he wanted to know, okay, well, what would you sign? And so then I suggested what I would sign. I said I'd sign half of it. If you want to split it, you know, your point of view is fair. So then he said, okay, I'll do that. So he sent that over and I said, great, now I'll have to talk to my wife about this. So she then said, Well, I'm not doing half. My wife's an attorney. So she's like, according to contract, we get that whole thing. They're not entitled to any of it at all. And so then this is another point. Most of my life, and probably a lot of people in a similar position or a partner, then, you've made what seemed like a decision, but then your partners wanted to go a different way with it. Another perfect opportunity to not disagree. So if I would have disagreed with the real estate agent, I would have had to fight with him about it and got into it, something you could even define as a fight. Well, this way, I avoided having any fight with him. I just told him what I was going to do. No stress, no pressure, none of those things you normally associate with having a disagreement or a fight. So then, no stress dealing with that. So then, with my wife, it was a little bit harder. The same situation with her. She said, "Well, this is, I don't think we're going to do that." So then, if I would have disagreed with her, it would have been very difficult. I said, "Okay, then, do you want to handle it?" She said, "Sure, I'll handle it." So she handled it from there, and she ended up getting the whole thing. So there's tons of benefits to not disagreeing. Now, my wife handled it in a different method. He sent her an email that explained his points, and she said, "I disagree." And that's so it worked for her in that instance to do it that way. So some people, it can work to disagree. So if you might even say to me, "Well, Jerry, I disagree with what you said." And then what I would say in response is, "I'll take a look at that. I'll look into it. Maybe there are some situations that are worth disagreeing in." What I hope you can see out of this is my flexibility and my willingness to drop a position, because that's the core of what I'm sharing here. What I find miserable is being stuck trying to hold a position all the time. It's annoying, it's miserable, it's frustrating, and it never ends. When do you stop having to hold one position or another? To me, most of the bad things most of us experience come from trying to hold a certain position. You can even look at it in the zombies game I'm playing. If I tried to hold one exact spot in the map, that would probably be pretty difficult. But when I run around and I just, wherever the zombies push, I just then kind of move around to go the other way. So then, wherever they're strong, then I back off. And wherever they're weak, then I move in and I go for the kill then at that point. So in disagreeing, what happens is you end up getting people defensive, and that's very difficult. So then when you outright disagree, it can be difficult to work with people. And yet sometimes in some situations, you do need to disagree. And what I've done, I've eliminated about 95% of the situations where I take a stand on anything. Most of the things most of us take a stand on are not worth taking a stand on. So you might say, "Well, for $3,500, that's worth taking a stand on." But is it worth taking a stand on for a political opinion? Is it worth taking a stand on for a fact about history? Is it worth disagreeing with someone over a legal point that doesn't matter for someone else's case that you're not dealing with, that you're not experiencing? There's most of the situations most of us disagree in. All it does is serves to annoy the other people in our lives, and it serves to make things more difficult with us. So today, that's what I work to avoid. And I avoid a lot of situations in life that used to get me in trouble now simply by not disagreeing. Now, the funny thing is with that, I see other people who are out there who are willing to disagree. And man, then they get so mad when the other person gets upset. They get mad when the other person wants to fight. And what I guess they don't see is that if they hadn't have disagreed with that person to start with, the person wouldn't have put up a fight to begin with. So every time I see someone else disagree in one of those situations where disagreeing is just kind of meaningless, it doesn't You know, there's no case you're winning. There's no meaningful argument to win. I laugh and I kind of cringe a little bit. Like, man, don't you see what you just did? And most of the time, no. Just like I did. And I went around disagreeing with people all over the place all the time in my life today. So I've shared this with you today to remember why I don't do it. Remember what I get out of being an agreeable person. When I'm an agreeable person, hey, people tend to be pretty agreeable with me, so I like that. Today I pray to remember why I don't disagree with other people. I pray today to be an agreeable person. And I pray you have the same chance today to live a day as an agreeable person and experience the benefits that come with feeling like everyone loves and understands you. Thank you very much for watching this. I hope you have a great day.